it will be legal for same-sex couples to apply for a marriage license in Taos County. And here with us, first we go to Judge McElroy, who heard the case today and made a decision. We'll have him give you just a brief overview of what happened.
Yeah, the petitioners filed writ of mandamus this afternoon. They asked the court to hear it immediately, to issue an alternate writ, which would be to the county clerk, directing her to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, or to come to the court at 9 o'clock on Thursday, and that would be in front of Judge Backus, to explain why she should not do so. She was present in the courtroom and indicated that she would be likely to begin issuing licenses, but I didn't hear any time frame. But the court will consider the writ and make a determination should they come back to court to make the argument.
All right, we go now to former Judge Nelson, acting as the attorney in this case for the two gentlemen standing right here, too. And this is Peggy Nelson. Peggy, what happened today?
Well, it should probably start with yesterday morning when Reg Stark and Dale Schutte went to the clerk's office and were denied a marriage license. They contacted me, and I actually came out of retirement to file a, a verified petition for a writ of mandamus, which assigned in the alternative forum with the opportunity for a hearing. But this is history in the making, and Taos County is a part of it. It's happening all over the state, and it's wonderful.
What does it mean for the people who have already been married, for instance, myself, in another state? What happens now?
Well, New Mexico recognizes valid marriages from other states if there's no public policy reason not to recognize them in New Mexico. So once the Supreme Court makes a decision on this issue, which they will, I'm convinced that they will, and I think they will rule that same-sex marriage is constitutional and fully legal in New Mexico, your marriage from California will be acknowledged in New Mexico as any other marriage where else in the country or the world would be.
Okay, also, thank you. Just a quick response from Reg, also over here, and both.
We are just beyond excited. It is such an amazing experience for us at this point in time, and we're thrilled to be this part of Taos history, our home, and we want to be married here. We want to spend our life here, and so it looks like everything is falling in place for us.
Will you be heading down here tomorrow, Dale?
We sure will. They will be right here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
All right. You heard it first here. It is going to be legal in Taos County. Add us to the list. We'll be following this story closely, but as for now, if you are a same-sex couple who's been wanting to get married, those applications are ready because it has now been signed. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.
Equal rights for all. Yesterday, the New Mexico Second Judicial District Court has been given a proposition, and that is to grant a marriage license, an emergency, a special marriage license to a same-sex couple. And with me today to talk a little bit about that is Amber Royster, who is the executive director of Equality New Mexico. And she's here to tell us about what this may mean and what we can expect in the future. Will we see gay marriage coming to all the states and New Mexico soon? Good morning to you, and thanks for joining us, Amber. Thanks for being part of the show.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me.
Talk to me a little bit about this case and why it's so important, what we saw.
Well, I think the first thing that I want to make sure is clear that this emergency relief request was filed by the ACLU of New Mexico, National ACU, and the National Center for Lesbian Rights, and they are the leads on the New Mexico Freedom to Marry lawsuit that is currently at district court right now. And I think what they are hoping is that the court orders the Santa Fe County Clerk to issue a marriage license to Jen and Angelique, and given Jen's health, they're seeking expedited relief from the court in form of a temporary restraining order or a preliminary injunction. This is not a unique situation by any means, but it is a very powerful situation, and it's real life for us here. Every second that passes without relationship recognition is just added fear about whether or not we will be able to provide for and protect our families. And so now we actually have a legal action that is taking place to help make that happen. So ultimately what we're hoping is that this really helps to push forward the case that's in district court.
Take a listen to this story of a couple together 21 years, one of them facing fourth stage brain cancer. And what would that be like for you as a married couple if you did not have the marriage rights that you hold today? Just for a moment, I hope this will sink into some of our straight allies, and we have plenty of them who are listening in too and want to do something about it. Why WhyMarriageMatters.org. And Amber Royster, thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll get some movement on this. And when we do, use this station. We'd love to talk to you about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. 1340 KVOT, the voice of Taos. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, going to the chapel, and they're gonna get mad. Well, listen, we've got on the phone with us Reg Stark, and I know Dale is probably driving. Dale Shute, you guys have been together how long?
Gosh, we've been together almost 30 years, so it's been a long time.
Now, I'm not going to get you in trouble by asking this, but when is your anniversary?
June the 6th, actually, was when we initially got together about 30 years ago.
So 30 years ago, June the 6th, though, in your 30th, heading into your 31st year, you're finally going to make your guy an honest man. Good for you.
But as I left my dog Sunshine this morning, I told her, I said, when your parents come home, they will be legal. So.
Now, did you sleep? I know you were there yesterday, and it was so nice to be around, because I know, oh my God, I didn't know that I would live long enough to see this, and now to see it come to our hometown, it does bring a lot of us to tears. And I know today you're going to have some company down there, but you guys are going to be first in line. And Reg and Dale, I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm going to be joining you. I know Heather's going to talk to you in line. But did you sleep well last night? Were you able to do that, or were you kind of nervous?
Oh, gosh. Well, we were talking about that a little while ago. I slept pretty good. Dale said, oh, gosh, I didn't hardly sleep at all. So, so one of us will be more alert than the other today, probably.
That's all right. And then you're going to get in line and get your certificate along with, by the way, I thought you should know this, 136 at last count same-sex couples got married in Bernalillo County alone. It looks like we are going to be the 14th state in the nation to allow same-sex marriage without the issue having to be approved by voters. Now, that is a fingers crossed going to the Supreme Court, and we'll talk more, I hope, with former judge and your attorney, Peggy Nelson, who brought this forward. But I just wanted to get your comments on the way to the clerk's office today, and you're heading there.
Yes, we're almost there now, Nancy. And, you know, we've been saying how amazing this has been at the courthouse. Every office we went to, every official, every clerk, every employee, big smiles, just love coming from their hearts. And it just feels magical. So I'm practically in tears now, just even thinking about it.
Well, I'm not going to keep you much longer. I know you need to get in line, and we will be talking with you in line a little bit later on. So
okay, Nancy, right, that sounds great. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in a bit. I'm looking forward. Happy birthday to Heather.
Yes, she'll be down there. Don't worry. Talking to you again. All right. Thanks so much. And again,
all right.
For those
thank you,
too, and congratulations. Reg Stark and Dale Shute will become the first to receive their license this morning. You are joining me on this historic occasion, as yesterday the decision came down, and as you heard earlier, it was Judge McElroy who heard the writ that was brought forward by former Judge Nelson, who is, of course, an attorney, if you don't know, and these two gentlemen, actually, who are friends of mine, went to apply for the license, which was the procedure that needed to take place first. They had to be denied, as the clerk did, Ana Martinez. Now, this whole thing yesterday. And again, if you're one of those people on the way to the clerk's office, we'd love to hear from you. 1340 KVOT Taos.